here with head coach Bill Kiatt, immediately following a 22-10 win by Brevard over the defending USA South Conference champions Maryville. A big win for the Tornadoes this afternoon. Coach, if you can, you know, first big picture, sum it up, what this means to the team.
For a homecoming game, we hosted the undefeated reigning champs of the USA South, a team that hasn't lost a game in conference since 2017. So it would take a monumental effort to gain victory, and victory is what we got.
Outstanding, and it gratifying to do that in front of the big audience for the homecoming game, including many alumni. Now, as far as, you know, what happened on the field this afternoon, big day for Tornado special teams, even creating some scores. Can we start there with that special teams unit?
Well, the style of play for our special teams is always an aggressive style. So even if it's a situation when we're setting up a return, it still means we're in attack mode. So there's always a lot of pressure involved. And, you know, Maryville could have planned all they wanted. It's really difficult to simulate that kind of speed and presence in practice. So it may have been something that we just had so much firepower coming at them, we had them a little rattled. And once they make one error and you jump on top of it, then the errors just keep coming. And we took advantage of them every single time.
Now, offensively, little slow out of the gates, had trouble getting things going, started the game 0-for-4 on third down. Then at the end of the first half, a key drive, a long drive where Dalton Cole started to get it going quite a bit, ends up in a field goal. People might say, oh, well, it was just 3 points, but really a key point there as far as that drive at the end of the first half.
Yeah, and it seems to be a theme that I'm trying to get adjusted between now and the end of the season, but it does take our offense a little while just to sort things out. So defensively, you may see some things that you didn't see on film all week because those are the packages that the opponent puts in. So now, without having a whole lot of seniors on our offense, guys with not much experience, they have to learn as they go within each drive. Say, okay, now that we see how they're handling this, when we go back out, we're going to make this change. But then that situation doesn't arise for them to see that again. So now it's a new situation that comes up, and we have to explain that one. So that's why it takes a little while. But once we got it going, and that's why that drive was able to happen for us. And it's just to feel that sense of relief for everybody. Okay, now we scored. Everybody can take a deep breath, and now we can play football.
Now, defensively, a couple more interceptions. The defensive backfield continues to just shine, really shutting down that passing game of Maryville's.
Well, think about who we have back there in that secondary, guys with so much experience. So if you add up all their years of playing, they've got more than any other position. And with all that experience comes the knowledge. So a lot of those interceptions, pass breakups, what ends up being tackles for short gains, that's all based on A, the experience, and then B, what Coach Jakes can do with the game plan to keep Maryville off balance.
And a couple of those defensive plays, big fourth down stops. The Diaz interception, a couple of turnovers on downs on top of that. You know, really stopping any chance for Maryville to have a come-from-behind victory.
And that's what you see in a team victory. In other words, the offense, once they finally got it going, that gave so much more firepower to our defense. And they were playing lights out there at the end. And then once we got Maryville out of what it is that they do so well, which is really chew up clock and get a big back running the ball and, you know, mix in some play action pass, they were really out of their element. And then that's when we could really jump on them at the end of the game.
Well, you mentioned a team victory. This, I look at it as a college victory. Happens on homecoming Saturday. Just a big moment for the college to have a football team that's 3-0 with so many alumni back in town and so much excitement around campus. What does this mean, you know, for the community and sort of, you know, for you as the head football coach to be able to provide this for Brevard College?
Well, it's been so exciting to watch the number of people that have become more and more interested in what it is that Brevard College football is doing. And that's the way it is. If you don't win, no one's really interested in seeing other than those that may know some people or you know, familiar with the program. But now we have people that never really thought much of football, even if they were a part of this school. And now they're wondering, hey, what are they doing to win? And we had a pep rally last night that was provided, and I mean, the kids just ate it up. They had so much fun. They really enjoyed it. And so our kids are thrilled that both the BC community Fellow students, student athletes are all rallying around the football program and excited about what it is that we're doing. And somebody at Brevard College had a heck of a lot of faith in us scheduling the conference champion for the homecoming game. But I'm glad we were able to bring them a victory.
Well, the Tornadoes able to deliver with a 22-10 win over the defending USA South Conference champs, Maryville. Congratulations, Coach. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Appreciate it, Phil. Thank you so much.
Thank you.